This is the Pipeline Mag podcast. Today, two studies published on 21 August 2026 showing that AI imagery costs nothing until viewers suspect it, just as EU Article 50 makes disclosure mandatory.
Before we start, this episode was generated by AI from a Pipeline Mag article, and the hosts are synthetic voices.
A participant in a recent Nielsen Norman Group study looked at a photograph of real people shot by a real photographer and dismissed it anyway.
They just assumed it was synthetic.
Their exact comment was, the image seems again like it's fake slash AI generated. And they had only been asked whether they trusted the company behind the page. Nobody asked them if the photo was real.
Right. The study was published on 21 August 2026 under the title AI Generated Images versus Stock Photography. Nielsen Norman Group's own note on that mix-up is dry. Sometimes real images get filed as AI anyway.
On that exact same day, a paper in Frontiers in Computer Science found the mirror problem. Watermark a product photo AI generated, and its authenticity score drops.
But if you watermark a photo human generated, nothing moves. The authors write that a human generated watermark had no significant effect on any of the three mediators.
You can lose trust by admitting AI made the picture, but you cannot gain any trust back by confirming a human did. So the variable was never what actually made the image.
It was whether the viewer noticed or suspected it. And since 2 August, EU Article 50 has taken that choice out of anyone's hands.
Let's walk through Rachel Banawa's methodology for Nielsen Norman Group to see how concrete this gets. In her study, published 21 August 2026, she showed 77 U.S. adults six versions of a fictional consulting firm's homepage, identical except for the hero photo.
Three versions were generated with ChatGPT Images 2.0, and three were pulled from stock libraries. Each version was shown for 10 seconds before participants rated trust and professionalism, with nobody told which photo was which.
And the baseline scores came back statistically indistinguishable. In fact, AI imagery scored 0.4 points higher on authenticity.
Until suspicion surfaced, that was the only thing that moved ratings across the board. Participants who guessed a photo was AI-generated rated the whole site worse, whether or not that guess was right.
So the trust penalty attaches strictly to suspicion, not to the image itself. And it lands on real photos, too.
That whether or not detail is the whole trap. A designer picking a hero image for a landing page already checks two boxes. Is it on brand, and is it licensed? Now there's a third standing check. Does it read as AI?
Because the penalty attaches to the read, not the fact. A real photo shoot, lit a little too cleanly, can get flagged and punished exactly like a synthetic image.
Now, the Frontiers paper by Yang, Liu, He, and Chu ran a cleaner test by varying the label directly instead of waiting for suspicion to surface. They recruited 276 participants and showed each one a product page for either a power bank or a perfume, watermarked AI-generated, watermarked human-generated, or left unlabeled.
On the utilitarian power bank page, the AI watermark cut perceived authenticity by roughly half a point. The coefficient was -0.515, with p equals 0.049.
But that reading is actually tidier than the data supports, and the Frontiers authors say so themselves in the paper. Buried in the exact same analysis that found an authenticity penalty on the power bank page was an independent positive effect of AI disclosure on purchase intention.
Right, coefficient 0.308, p equals 0.010. People were actually somewhat more likely to buy after seeing the AI label, even as they rated the image less authentic.
The authors call that inconsistent mediation and conclude, quote, "The independent positive direct effect of disclosure on purchase intention suggests that transparent labeling itself, done well, need not depress purchase behavior," end quote.
Plus, the damage was concentrated in one specific product type, the power bank, not the perfume. Pooled across both products, the authenticity drop wasn't statistically significant, at -0.27, p equals 0.144.
And if you look closely at Nielsen Norman Group's suspicion finding, it's even softer. The article gives no count of participants who suspected AI and runs no significance test on it at all.
They only noted that commenting on whether a picture was AI-generated was not a top priority for the vast majority of participants.
On top of that, both studies measure a single first look or purchase. Neither tracked a real brand's imagery in front of the same customers for months or tested past a hero photo of people.
So treating suspicion as an absolute brand killer might be overinterpreting a few isolated data points.
Maybe, but read across to the design review process, none of those limitations change what's now legally required. Since 2 August 2026, EU Article 50 has applied to any realistic image that could pass as authentic.
That's according to Smashing Magazine's coverage of the guidelines.
Right. And the European Commission itself warns that a disclosure icon does not establish legal compliance by itself. That closes off the option NN/G's own data rewards, which was staying quiet.
Which turns, does this read as AI, into a standing question designers answer before publishing, rather than an occasional gut check.
It's the exact same shift that already flipped chatbot handoff design from a cost lever into a compliance problem.
And the interface pattern for that disclosure still doesn't exist. The same law also showed that the industry-shared Sparkle icon was never built to double as a compliant label.
Disclosure keeps landing on interfaces built for something else entirely.
The strange part in all this is that the label was never the thing lying to anyone.
Right. The consulting site's real stock photo and its AI-generated photo told the same story equally well. Until a viewer decided one of them hadn't. Disclosure just makes that decision for them, on a schedule the law sets rather than the one suspicion used to keep.
That's the episode. The full article, with the sources, is at pipelinemag.ai.